I think each one of us is interested in bettering our life, improving our condition in life, but our attitude toward God makes all the difference eternally. Where we should strive to better our life is to be found by God and to find Him in repentance and faith and in humility, build a relationship with God and be obedient in Jesus Christ. That betters our life eternally, no matter if we're poor, no matter if we're rich, no matter what, that becomes supreme in our life. But when we try to better our life by accumulating more wealth, and that's the purpose of our living, and we try to better our life by satisfying the pleasures of our body, when we try to better our life by having power and lording it over people and living a prideful, godless life, we think we're prosperous, but in reality, we're bringing a great disaster upon our lives. Listen to a story that Jesus told. It's found in Luke 16, verse 19. And there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and sees Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. And then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto him, lest they also come to this place of torment. And Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one of them went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You see, this is a story that we need to mull over in our minds ourselves. Think about this story and your priorities in life. It's not because the rich man was rich and the poor man was poor, the way it turned out. Abraham was a very rich man, but he had faith in God, and his priorities were turned toward God. That's how we improve our life eternally, by our relationship with God, and how we bring disaster on our lives by seeking out the things of this world. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you saved me. Thank you for reordering my mind and my life. The things I seek now are in heaven. I thank you for the life that you've given me and the prosperity that I may have or not have. It just doesn't matter, Lord. You have given me enough to eat. You've given me a home. You've given me meaningful work. All these things I'm grateful to you for. But the greatest thing that has ever happened to me is my relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.